In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do not strive, says the Lord, for the food which is perishable. Are we such fools that we need such an admonition? Are we striving for perishable things? What person in his right mind would strive for shadows? But you see, we are not in our right mind. We are victims of a grand delusion where the real seems unreal and the unreal seems real. A terrible reversal of reality, a perverse inversion. I wonder if you remember that old film, Kim, a lovely story by Rudyard Kipling about this Anglo-Indian lad who is trained for the great game, the intelligence service. And of course, he also has to learn how to resist hypnosis. Now, on the in Tibet there, on the borders of the, right near in the Himalayas, he falls into the clutches of a Russian imperial agent who suddenly shatters a bowl and hypnotizes the boy and makes him see the bowl coming together and it's whole again. But Kim remembers his training and he resists the unreality of the hypnosis and he shakes himself free of the illusion and successfully sees the pieces instead of the bowl that the hypnotist means him to see. That, dear friends, is the struggle of our faith. We are meant to see the way things really are. But unbelief paints before us the unreality, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, vanity. All is vanity. Yet these are the things to which our heart clings as if they were real. And it is the grandeur of the gift of faith to dispel this evil besottedness with the things of this world and to draw us to that which is really real and permanent, the food that does not perish, but issue into everlasting life. St. Patrick, whom we commemorated last week and who deserves a better commemoration than merely green beer, the great St. Patrick, who probably did not write this breastplate any more than the apostles wrote the Apostles' Creed or St. Athanasius, the Athanasian, nonetheless, it is in the spirit of St. Patrick. And notice what it is full of. Faith doesn't chatter about itself. Faith talks about its object. And so, St. Patrick marshals all the realities of all three articles of the Creed. This is also called the Song of the Deers. Why the deers? According to legend, one day, when Patrick and his brave band of missionaries were proceeding north to Tara in order to convert the inhabitants there, the wicked Druids and their false religion, and possibly King Caroticus and his forces, were lying in wait. They were going to ambush them. They didn't want them to go through and Christianize these people. And it is said that they went through in the moonlight, and the enemy saw them as a flock of deer. A flock of deer walking past. And this is why this is called the song, the deer's song. St. Patrick, whose writings and whose speech is constantly quoting words of scripture, would have quoted for that, undoubtedly, Psalm 91 and Psalm 27. He will hide me in the secret place of his pavilion. I will take refuge under his wings and under his feathers. He will protect me. He that is abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. See, the Lord can cover us and protect and even make us invisible to those wicked forces that lie in wait to destroy us and that we think are so real. No, it is the things of faith. It is the Lord who is real. Yesterday's gospel, the feeding of the 5,000, from which this text then issues, proceeds from the less real to the more real. Yes, they got miraculous barley loaves and fish, but even the most miraculous barley loaves are still barley, and the most miraculous fish are still fish. What the Lord gives is something not merely this perishable. He gives the imperishable. He gives the bread of life, which is he. And the eyes of faith that see, that break the spell of this besottedness to the present perishable, and that make us see and fasten and attach our hearts to that which abideth, that which will not disappoint us. The Lord has placed me upon a rock, and there our feet are securely grounded. And one last thing. The Lord inverts the inquiry of this person who said, all right then, what are we supposed to be doing to the work, this famous work of God you're talking about? He had the idea, what spectacular thing must we do? What impressive thing will we perform? And the Lord deftly turns it around and says, the work of God, see, not what he does, the work of God is to believe in him whom he has sent. Of course, we do the believing. But by whose power? By the power of God. See, this is the only place in the scripture that I know of where faith is compared to eating. We eat the Lord. Now, nobody lives from eating. We live by food. There is no virtue in eating by itself and just opening and shutting one's mouth. But you see, eating does only one thing. It takes in the food that is outside and internalizes and appropriates it. That's all that faith does. The power to give life is in the bread of life that he gives us. Then he goes one step further. My flesh is really food, and my blood is really drink. And unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life abiding in you. Quite parallel to what he says about baptism in John 3. The Lord gives us a treasure, and faith sees under bread and wine the very flesh and blood of the Lord, which are the very treasures of salvation and the reality of the resurrected Lord who gives himself. That is why faith saves, simply because it takes hold of that. In itself, it does nothing. And you know, St. Patrick seems to have been sent as the second bishop of Ireland, the missionary bishop of Ireland, after the untimely death of his predecessor, St. Pelagius. He was sent there in the teeth of Pelagianism to fight against this disease of self-confidence, that we are the ones that do it. Although Pelagius, who at the collapse of the Roman Empire, when Alaric sacked the city of Rome in the year 411, and all the noble people fled here and there, and there were many of these emigres in Jerusalem, among them Pelagius. And St. Augustine ultimately confronted him in Africa, and he was condemned. But the British bishop has had a lot of sympathy for him, and Patrick was appointed to resist also that Pelagianism. Let us regard him then as a great apostle of faith, and take comfort and take strength in our weakness, in our despondencies, in our bankruptcies, when we have nowhere where to find help. Then let us bind unto ourselves a strong name of the Trinity. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. Amen.